You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 248, and I'm with you today sharing a business growth tip. And of course, as always, this podcast is brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose. If you want to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice with a podcast, we've got some free training to help you out. Now, let me ask you a question. As a change maker and an aspiring thought leader, which I know for many of you, you are, was there a time or a moment in time or perhaps even a sequence of moments that ignited a fire in the pit of your belly? Can you remember what it was? And that kind of sparked you on the journey to where you are now in your business, building a kingdom-focused business. Now, for me, I remember it clearly. And it actually, if I'm honest, still fires me up when I see or I hear or I sense that it's happening. You want to know what it is? It's negativity, it's lies and innuendos that serves only to keep people stuck by creating fear, creating doubt and confusion. And this often happens on TV and radio and other traditional media, doesn't it? Now, the only payoff and benefit goes to the deliverer of this negativity, the lies and innuendos. And my moment was the negativity, and that was the doom and gloom that the media portrayed back in 2008 following the global financial crisis. Now, I have shared this story before on a number of my podcasts, so you may have heard about it, but that spark in the pit of my belly when that doom and gloom was continued to be shared across all media, that ignited that spark, and I knew that I had to do something. And that something was to be the voice of hope and inspiration so that people wouldn't remain stuck in fear, in doubt, in confusion because of the daily deluge of job losses and the blame and shame game that was being portrayed at the time. Because I realized that while things were tough, they weren't hopeless at all. People just needed to change their approach. And without the right attitude, I knew there was just no way people could ever change their approach. Until or unless there was a sliver of hope that just maybe it was possible for them. And that's why I began Career Success Radio, to share the message of hope and possibility along with key steps and key strategies that job seekers needed to take in order to bounce back. And that's what a co-host and I did. We started Career Success Radio. Now, that was my mission, that was my purpose, and that was the direction that continued to guide us each and every day that we created that show, to be that voice of hope and possibility. It gave us clarity and focus, and it guided our efforts because it was knowing that we were going to make a real difference that gave us the courage we needed to produce our show every week. Because to be that voice that goes against what other people are saying, it can be scary, can't it? Because speaking out can also spark criticism and judgment, particularly as kingdom-focused business owners. If we talk about faith and want to incorporate that, particularly if we haven't done that before, it can be a little bit scary thinking, you know, what are people going to say? Are they going to judge me? But you know what, my friend? As a change maker, as an aspiring thought leader, and as a child of God, you have not been called to play it safe, to play it small, or just to whisper. So I encourage you, get totally clear on your purpose, your mission, and your calling, and use that as a force to pull you forward, to bolster your efforts, and give you the courage that you need to speak out, even in the face of adversity, so that you can be the positive change that will empower others to realize that it's possible even for them. So are you ready to be the difference? Let me know. Reach out, connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm over at Anne Marie Cross, or Instagram. You'll find me there at Anne Marie Coach. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by PodcastingWithPurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.